today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Let me tell you another thing that he does. Not only is he going to deliver you from your enemy, but the spirit, he's not going to allow that spirit of revenge to rest on you. Because that's evil too. That's why even if your enemy, Jesus says, stretch your hand and pray for him. Pray for him. And I know that's not natural. I know it's not natural. I'm not talking to natural people. Are you ordinary? Are you extra? Come on, I'm extraordinary. He put something on me, glory to him. He slapped favor on me.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Noahic Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 through 7.
There are people in this room, you couldn't handle their story. You just couldn't handle what they've had to go through. And that's all right. But God's grace is working it all. And one of the things he working in it all to will and to do of his good pleasure. One of the things he does to qualify you to be a part of the building, he always ignites you with the fire of rejection. That's why all of us should be able to find common ground, because we've all had to deal with a certain amount of rejection. It is required to become a part of the building that he's created, glory to God. And he's the wise master builder, making it all work together in the house of God. So all of us will have a sense of relevance as we're placed in the house. If I know you went through rejection, you know I went through rejection, we should be able to hold hands and walk forward. I don't have to go what you went through, but I know you went through some rejection. So that should be the commonplace right now. I'm not asking God to make me go through what you went through, or you'd have to go because you couldn't handle what I've gone through. My shoulders were bent for it. My inside of me, my veins are thick. God, he made me thicker on the inside to carry the weight that I have to carry. If you had to carry it, you may say, my God, I can't handle this. It's blowing my mind, because he tailor made me for what I have to go through. That's why you don't judge anybody's blessing, because you don't know what they had to go through to get it. Why would I be 5'10" and have shoulders as wide as Shaq? Why would I have a 7.75 circumference head on a 5'10" frame? My head is as big as Shaq's. Why would it be that way? You know why? Because he wanted me to think. He wanted me to think with this show. He wanted me to think deeper. He wanted me to go deeper for the things that he had for me. He wanted me to do that. He didn't want me to be as tall as Shaq. I probably would be trying to dunk everything. What he wants me to do is start picking up the small things. He wanted me closer to the ground so I could see what's going on in my life. And instead of thinking and trying to be like somebody else, he's got his own problems with his knees and his elbows and all of the stuff that's hurting right now because he's so big. Thank God, hallelujah, that he has me going down the path. And I got my own challenges as well, but I give him praise for it because he tailor-made me for this. Come on, give God glory and praise for making you the way he made you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and your soul knows it well. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. There are five key covenants. We're going to deal with the Noahic covenant. The first is the Noahic covenant. The second one is the Abrahamic. I'll deal with it at 11. The third is the nation of Israel, or the Mosaic. The fourth is the Davidic covenant. And then lastly, the new covenant. Let's deal with the Noahic covenant. God enters a formal relationship with Noah. Notice, it is a relationship. And all living creatures, promising that despite humanity's failure, humanity's evil, he will never again destroy them. That's why I don't believe a nuclear blast right now is going to take us out, because he promised never to destroy the entire world. That's why I'm saying take confidence. I trust the word of God. I know Putin is wreaking havoc around the world. And you would say, He's not wreaking havoc. He's wreaking havoc on one person. He has one of the largest, maybe the largest nuclear arsenal on the planet. The Ukraine gave up their nuclear weapons in a treaty, in a covenant that he's breaking right now. These agreements are necessary. I think I shared it with you all. Solomon went into agreements, covenants with all nations in his proximity. Many times he would marry the daughter of those kings because he believed it wasn't always just intimate. He believed that if your daughter is living in my land, you won't attack me. And he was right. If you have a vested interest in a kingdom, if somebody you love is in a certain city, you're not going to drop a bomb on it. You're not going to attack it. And that was his way of maintaining peace. And he didn't have wars like his father David had throughout his entire life. It was hell after he died because his sons got all of those millions of dollars and didn't know how to handle it. That's why he writes, it's all vanity. You can save all of the money you want. Who's going to spend it? You need to give it some of that to God so the kingdom can keep moving. You give it to children who are not prepared for it, it'll be gone in a year. And you spent your whole life straining to save every penny for what? Be fruitful and multiply. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be frugal. What I am saying, don't be so tight that nothing can get to you. We need to learn how to sow into the kingdom of God and expand the kingdom of God. Can I get an amen? Don't choke up on me now. It's all still the word of God. Glory to God. Sometimes you have to sow your way out. Sow your way out. You can sow. God will drop a ladder in your pit and have them pull you right out of it if you learn to sow your way out of it. Glory to God. And so God enters into a formal relationship with this man. And said, I won't destroy the earth anymore. Rather, I will preserve it. And I need to go into covenant with somebody who resembles me in the earth. And he found Noah as a man that he could go into covenant with. It's called the Noahic covenant. It's a formal relationship with the man. For a moment, I want to talk about some promises that God makes with man. The prophetic promise. Write it down. Number one, God will always be our safe refuge. It is not America that's protecting you right now, nor our armies. David did the wrong thing. He numbered his armies. The Bible says he was provoked by Satan to do so. Joab told him not to do it. His general said, please, sir, this is not a good move. God has always protected us. Do you remember when we defeated all of these people, these nations of the world? We couldn't do that with our chariots. A wind was blowing. There was a wind blowing in the mulberry trees. He redirected us. He helped us to come upon the enemy while they were asleep. There was always a disadvantage for them and an advantage for us. God had a way of bending our advantage. Glory to God. And some of us, we think we're there because we're just smart or we're rising up. But God is bending the atmosphere, moving things around so he can prosper you. He slapped favor on you. You didn't do it because you have all of your stuff in a row. He did it because he loves you. He's in covenant with you. Can somebody say amen? Glory to God. And God will always be our safe refuge. Number two, God will save us from evil and our enemies. Well, I thought you said enemies are evil. Well, there's a slight difference. The enemy could be a person. Usually it is. But the evil is a spirit. Glory to God. God's going to deliver you from the spirit that's on your enemy. Let me tell you another thing that he does. Not only is he going to deliver you from your enemy, but the spirit, he's not going to allow that spirit of revenge to rest on you. Because that's evil too. That's why even if your enemy, Jesus said, stretch your hand and pray for him. Pray for him. And I know that's not natural. I know it's not natural. I'm not talking to natural people. Are you ordinary? Are you extra? Come on, I'm extraordinary. He put something on me, glory to God. He slapped favor on me. I told you, if you get with God, the God of covenant, he'll put something on you that even your enemy, animals will back. Oh my God, something is on them. Hallelujah. I remember my mama was having a visitation from a man of God, and my brother Nick had this Shar-Pei. I don't know. It's the dogs that are very wrinkled. They have an extra skin on them. It look like they're real wrinkled. You may have seen people like that sometimes, real wrinkled up, you know. But anyway, Bagley was his name. And anytime somebody came to our front door, he would be on the chain. He'd just go out there. I mean, big time, right? And so the man of God was walking toward the house, and he got in range of the dog. And my mama came to the door. Oh, no, wait a minute. He said, don't worry about it. And stepped right over him. The dog just laid there looking at him. It was totally unnatural. This dog always went at people. The man of God was in his range, and I'm standing there looking. And I know Bagley's going at him, but I couldn't say nothing. My mama got up off the sofa. Please wait. Wait a minute. He said, don't worry about him. And stepped right over him just like that. Now, to some of you, you would say he was just sleepy. You need to know the dog. I know the dog. He didn't even flinch. Glory to God. I said, that must be a man of God right there. That must be a man of God, because God would allow even animals to fear you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. When I was a little boy, I was in a park. This is no lie. And a squirrel jumped right on my shoulder. Bloom. He dug his, they have sharp claws. I don't know if you know that. You think the little squirrel, if you skin a squirrel, it look like a man. It's got muscles, forearms and biceps. Honestly. Back muscles, all of it. And if they ever grab you, they crawl right up your leg. I mean, but they're sticking needles in you. Oh, God. This thing landed on me, but it was friendly. And I looked at it just like that. Ooh, Jesus. And it stayed there for a few seconds, and then it went away. And I believe God was telling me, I'm with you. A little blood, too. But that don't happen. You understand? I was in Okinawa, Japan, and I went to the suicide cliffs by myself and looked over the cliffs where women dashed themselves against rocks, afraid of the Americans that were taking over the island. And it was haunting to me. And I went and sat on a concrete wall, dangling my feet like that. And this little girl came. There was school kids there. She came and she sat next to me, got up on the wall too. And so she took my hand and she started rubbing it. She was Japanese or Okinawan to see. And she was seeing like if my skin like would turn colors. So I let her do it. I was really alone that day. I felt alone and way away from home. And those suicide cliffs just really disturbed me, because I like to know history about stuff. That girl got down and she went and picked a flower, and then she came back and she gave it to me. That flower meant so much to me on that day. And I held that flower looking at it. No words were exchanged, but there was communication. And I believe God told me he loved me. He's a covenant-keeping God. I believe he told me, I love you, by that little girl's eyes. I got on the bus, and I was thinking so much, I left my wallet on the seat. I went to my next destination, and I remembered that I left my wallet. The bus was gone. I was running behind it. The man didn't stop. So I sat there for 4 hours. I'm in a strange country. in a different city and I got to get back to the base and I don't have my ID. 4 hours later, I saw that same number come, bus came. I jumped up on it, went all the way back to the seat that I was sitting in, and my wallet was still there. Some of y'all don't know, but I'm here to tell you, if he makes covenant with you, he's going to do his part. He's going to do his part. There's some things you can't do on your own. You will find yourself wanting. You'll find that your measure is not good enough. Thank you, God. He's always watched over us. God will save us from evil and our enemies. God will strengthen the third one. He will strengthen and encourage us no matter what. I decree and declare strength and encouragement upon the people of God based on the covenant that he makes. He will strengthen you. Don't give up when you're tired. Wait a day. Don't say when you're frustrated, I'm giving up. No, no. God will strengthen you for the journey. And he will encourage you. Your best work comes when you're tired. Your best comes when you are tired and you've come to your end. Actually, faith is the end result spoken. Glory to God. When you come to your end and you can't make it and you speak, glory to God, beyond your abilities to what God is saying, you're actually speaking the end result and then faith is ignited. And to get there, sometimes he got to exhaust you. The next time you get frustrated and you're so tired, say, God, obviously you want me to walk by faith and not by sight. You set me up for the supernatural. You set me up for a new endowment of your presence. You set me up to do something great and something powerful. I'm not trusting in me anymore. I got to put all of my stuff on you. I got to slap it all on you now. I got to give it all to you. Can somebody say amen? When you're at your weakest, God is at his best. Let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And I went to the Lord 3 times and say, remove this thorn out of my flesh. God, I'm not going to move it, for my grace is sufficient for you. I'm going to let the thorn stay right there, because in your weakness, I'm made strong. I'm preaching to somebody that was about to give up before you got here today, but God is going to give you the strength and the encouragement to keep on moving. Here's the next one. God will sanctify us through and through. Old Pentecostals wanted you to wear white dresses and no earrings. But that don't, and no makeup, and that don't change the heart. You can still be hateful with all of that stuff on. People are trying to serve God from the external into the internal, but God sanctifies us through and through. In other words, he starts from the inward person, and then it works on the outside. Something on the inside is working on the outside, brought about a change in my life. You need God working inside of you, and then it works outwardly to others. Your appearance should be the last thing that changed, not the first thing. Don't cover it up like that. Don't cover up everything. Cover it up. You want God to change you from the inside out. It lasts longer. Glory, hallelujah. Let's look at Genesis 8 and 20. Here's Noah again. And Noah shall build an altar. And then Noah built an altar to the Lord, taking some of the clean animals and the clean birds after he got out of the ark and sacrificed the burnt offerings. The Lord smelt the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, never again will I curse the ground because of man, even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. Then he established, here's another promise. as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. God says seed time and harvest will be as consistent as cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. Now, I pray that you caught that. If you are experiencing lack, check your seed time and harvest principle. Because if you're consistent here, you're going to see harvest grow if you sow seed. Okay? It is a promise. It is so sure. It is so sound that it is at the same level as the sun rising and going down every day. Or seasons change, at least four of them in terms of the weather, changes every year. It happens every year. We're about to come out of winter, though it's cold right now. You're about to step next month into what we call spring. We're coming out of winter. We're going to step in. I don't care what it is today. You can rest assured about this time next month, it's going to be warmer all around the world. You can put your confidence that if you sow a seed, you're going to receive a harvest. Just like you can trust the fact that you can already start buying spring clothes. God says you need to understand that about sowing and reaping. Many of us don't understand it. There are people who don't even know God and they're following this principle, and they see a consistency in the blessing of the Lord because they trust this. He gave it to Noah. He looked at Noah and his sacrifice after he came off the ark. He took some of the clean animals and gave them, and he smelled the aroma of the man's sacrifice. Write it down. It's a blessing to serve. It's a blessing to serve. It's an honor to serve. Some people serve God, but they do it with a bad heart, always frowning. If this sacrifice was in the realm of service, God was pleased with the man's attitude. And his gratitude after coming off of the ark, after going through a storm, after coming out of issues like that, first thing he wanted to do is sow to God. Not go on a vacation. Not go on a cruise because he's tired of being locked up. Not satisfy himself because he's tired of smelling all of the dung of all of these animals for all of those days, like he's in prison and trying to. He said, the first thing I need to do, because I couldn't do that, I wouldn't even be saved if it wasn't for God, is to make sure I serve and sacrifice unto him. And when his attitude was right, the Bible said God was pleased with it. And then he began to speak to the man. I will never do this again. I will never, because of you, I will never destroy humanity like I've done. Do you not know you can please God in such a way that the curse that was in your bloodline would never happen to those descendants that come after you? Do you know that you can please God today with what you do today that can break a cycle in your life that it will never ever occur to anybody that has the same DNA that you have that comes long after you? Do you not know that the limb, that the enemies, the curses that rest upon the shoulders of God's people, hallelujah, the things that happen to you and the things that happen to the people before you, you can do something today to change it, seed time and harvest, that will cause God, hallelujah, to blow away every enemy in your life and have your children to never walk through the things that you walk through. No molestation, no setbacks, nothing like that to happen to them because of what you are doing today. If we only knew how powerful seed time and harvest is. It's not just your money, it's your attitude. Sow a good attitude today. It's an honor to serve God. Don't do it because you have to do it. Don't be an usher because it's your Sunday. You want to do it because God is pleased when you do it. don't want to worship because they made you worship. You want to worship because you love to worship God. It's an honor to give Him praise.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Know It Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2203-1308. That's reference number 2203-1308.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. Summer is winding down and the Back to School Bash will take place on Saturday, July 30th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will distribute school supplies to students enrolled in kindergarten through 12th grade. Backpacks, pencils, markers, notebooks, and more supplies can be dropped off in the Christian Education Department. And if you would like to volunteer to assist with this event, please email ced@truthrevealed.org. Truth Reveal, in partnership with MeloCare, will host a CPR first aid training for youth ages 8 to 17 on Sunday, July 31st, from 8 to 11 a.m. Registration is limited. Helps Community Initiatives will sponsor the first 25 children who register by July 24th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app for details and log on to our website to register.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.